Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. People, welcome to another fine edition, and so fine. It's so fine. It ain't so fine today, but, you know, like, at least right now, right now. But when Mary J. Blige walk up in that bitch, Cody, woo-wee, it's going to be so fine.
Isn't like a whole, like, Avengers of artists singing this year's both, correct?
I think it's more of the Defenders.
Yeah. Oh, Defenders. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's least interesting then. So I already wouldn't watch the halftime show. Now I think
like Snoop Dogg is like the Daredevil, and like, you know, Mary J. Blige is like Jessica Jones. It's like, oh yeah, she's really good, but like, you know, then you got like some parts where you're like, that's not so good. Dre, I could give a fuck less about Dr. Dre. That nigga can't rap.
No, he never could.
No,
well, great producer, but he
great not, producer. I'll give him that. Whatever.
Rapping, Eminem, I was. Yeah,
Eminem might as well be fucking Iron Fist for all I care. I don't really give a fuck about
cultural appropriation.
I don't give a fuck about him. And then Kendrick Lamar, I guess he could be like Luke Cage if he won't, you know. He has some nice little promise when you heard about him, and then he was just like, you listen to him, he's like, all right, man, you can just stop now.
I'm very much in the minority on that.
Yeah. And Dre is the Punisher. You know. Content's not all that great, but he's a great producer, like you said. So it's the Defenders, Cody.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. The Avengers. So I was going to say the West Coast, but only like two or three of them for the West Coast. So. Mm-hmm. Where was DJ Quick? Was he not available? Ice Cube? None of these people?
No, I didn't contact them.
Oh, okay.
I did. They just got stuck in L.A. That was it. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, just by default, because they're from L.A. So
I mean, I guess it could have been worse. We could have had like some fucked up rappers that think they mainstream, like this dude named Compton AV or something like that, whatever. Or
what?
Yeah, who? You should look these dudes up, dude.
Do I want to?
No, not really.
Yeah, okay.
Probably have. I don't even know where this brother from, but you could have had Kodak Black or something like that, right, Cody?
Yeah, that's true. Is he still alive, by the way?
I think so.
Okay.
I heard some people say, oh, that's my favorite rapper. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Just fucking start. COVID, just kill off the generation already, please. Jesus.
I was saying, man. Thanos, you're too kind. Let's get rid of all of us.
God damn, dude. You talking about like Kodak Black is in your top five. That's like what? I know we sound like old people every fucking week on here. Like, oh, man, shit's so dead, dude. And it's just like, because it is, dude. It just fucking is. Like,
yeah. That is a fucking doornail.
Yeah, like it's just so fucking dead. I was just listening to some Wu-Tang right now, whatever, and god damn, I was like, it ain't never gonna sound like this ever again, is it?
Mm-mm, no.
Oh, okay. Damn, dude. Cause it fucking sucks, dude. But hey, Snoop Dogg gonna kill it though. That's all I know. Yeah. Mary J. Blige will kill it though. Yeah. I mean, they only got like what, 35 minutes. I mean, shit, for that lineup, shit, you should just let them go a whole hour.
Nah, I'm good. Let's link it to the game.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. If it was my Niners, then I would say, yeah, let's just get to the game. But I didn't really give a shit less.
Yeah, at the same time, I don't want to sit that damn halftime show either. I just want to like just watch football, please.
You don't want to watch your boy Kendrick go?
No.
I mean, his dick is big as an Eiffel Tower, though. You know that?
Yeah, I know that. He said it plenty of times in that song. So, yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, I'll be getting. You love that black style freestyle, Cody. What are you talking about? You used to bump that shit back when you used to ride to my condo.
Wow,
back
no.
Back in the 2014 days. And I always knew I'd be sitting on the couch flipping channel and I hear, I'll be getting it. Oh, I know Cody here now. All right, here we go.
Yeah, oh my God, that's a goddamn lie.
Are you sure about that, Cody? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You sure? 100%. 100%. You sure?
Yeah, look at Kendrick Lamar in that car.
I don't know, man.
Respect.
You used to roll through Long Beach with the windows down, whatever and shit. You know, with the candy paint interior and shit. Talking about
candy paint interior. Now you know you bullshit. You know you full of shit.
You said damn was like it brought you back to your hood roots or something like that. Yeah.
my hood. Some multiverse Cody you be talking to or something. Hey, damn sure this one from this earth. Tell you that.
You said, hell yeah, man. That's that damn album. That damn though. You said the Pimp a Butterfly, man. That was like back when you used to hang out with your cousin. Definitely. Yeah.
Why would you bring this back?
I used to be Cody rolling up to my condo.
Pushed the shit out of my head years ago. This motherfucker brings it back. Oh my God, Kendrick Lamar. The fuck out of here.
It's gonna be Cody at halftime getting that one. You in the Matrix, Cody? You told me that was your favorite line. You was like, I used to love that movie. They should have got Rick Ross and Skrillex for the Super Bowl. Who are we? So they could have rolled up in a purple Lamborghini. I gave Cody an early halftime show right there.
Too early. You got that early for that.
You sure it's too early? I mean, it can never be too early.
Oh, yeah. 1-2.
I don't know, Cody. I don't know, man. I mean.
Oh, I know.
Telling you, dude. You used to roll up to the area with it, baby. You remember that. Those were days, though.
No, I don't recall any of those days, actually. No. So, no.
Cody got all the respect from the hood dudes back in the day. That was 2014, Cody, though.
What?
Fucking. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
You had the dice in the window, too. Remember that shit, too?
Dice in the window.
Yeah. You had the dice in the window. You'd roll up. Dudes be like, what's up? You'd be like, what's up?
Dice in the window. Holy.
That's why I was always afraid to walk you out. I'd be like, hey, you go out, y'all. So. I was like, these Signal Hill streets are dangerous over here. If people know about it, Long Beach, they like Signal. Hit, wait a minute, what? Dangerous over there. Yeah, it's dangerous though. It's dangerous for us, too. Didn't my neighbor used to bump that too?
I do remember that.
Every time we recorded, they always like played Kendrick Lamar and shit. I can't never have a neighbor that never played anything while we started recording and shit or tried to do something. Mm-hmm. When I was living in downtown, the motherfucker would always play that goddamn that leaf blower and shit. And back in the condo days or whatever, that motherfucker playing like shitty ass music and shit.
Remember that shit.
Well, today is the day of the Super Bowl. I mean, we should just both say a different team. That way none of us will be wrong when the predictions come out. So I could be like,
I want one of us to be wrong.
We in the future, baby, you know? I want people to know that.
I want one of us to be wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you've been wrong this whole season, so I mean,
I wouldn't go that far. Just a couple picks in there, I guess, right? Major ones, the notable ones, but here and there, week or two,
little injuries
peppered throughout the season, you know.
Oh, little injuries here and there, right, Cody? Yeah, we were just talking about off air, or whatever. I mean, injuries shouldn't be a problem because, you know, you got backups and that's what they play for. That's what they get paid for.
Yep.
But apparently, when you get backups in there, you just suck. Yeah. Have you ever seen a team excel with backups?
Yes, I have. No.
What are they there for then?
You got to fill out the team somehow.
Oh, you just got to fill it out.
There's the quota you got to fill.
Oh, it's just for quota fills. All right, cool. Okay, so it's just for quota fills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, just hire my black ass in. I'll come half off. So I think that's all I can give you, really, to be honest. I mean, my price won't be as expensive.
I'll take it.
I mean, that's what it seems like what they're doing with backups anyway. Backups suck, so I mean,
A discount, why not? How about more?
What are you paying a backup? $2 million? Psh, give me $500,000.
All right, there we go.
I'll be happy. I'll sit there, I'll motivate the team, whatever. LeBron knee get injured or something like that. I'll rub that motherfucker for him.
Yeah, to make it easier for us, I will pay you in installments.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll even pay for my own hotel. Yeah. You just gotta pay for my flight. Send there LeBron
Jeff. There we go. All right, perfect.
I mean, you know? Yeah. I mean, you paying me $500,000 a year. I mean, shit, I might as well. That's the least I can do, you know. I can see Nike endorsing me now, whatever and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The new logo be just don't do it.
You know? Stop. Stop it.
You see a photo
it'll be a hand with a Nike logo, right? or holding Nike logo or something like that.
You see like a side shot of me holding a basketball and it just says, just don't do it. Then next thing the camera zooms out and it's me sitting on the bench. Never get to play at all. By the way, people, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Man, speaking of sports and all that shit, there's a big trade in the NBA world here, Cody. I don't, you know, it wasn't Russell Westbrook. It was Westbrook. A big trade. It was not Russell Westbrook.
It was a massive trade. And there's big winners and there's a big loser.
Yeah, we were the losers. I mean, I heard the rumors before. So when it finally got finalized, I just said, no, this ain't real. Let me go to TMZ.com. Because this is the only time I believe shit is when I go there. Let me go to TMZ.com. They didn't have no reports on it, obviously, because of sports and shit. And I said, God damn it. I got to go to one of these fake news sites now. I got to go to this fake ass news site, ESPN.com, I guess, whatever. And I see it on there and I was like, I'll be goddamn. James Harden then bitched his way out of another fucking organization, Cody.
He did it yet again.
Only in a year, too.
Yep. All it took.
Did you see the All-Star with LeBron and KD picking teams?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. I usually never watch those, but I said, I got to watch
that. That was funny.
The look on KD's face says, because KD ain't going to say shit. I love how he tried to slide in. Those are my brothers still, whatever. He did that shit. But the look on his face when LeBron and Charles Barkley was cracking them jokes and shit, he had this look on his face like, that Negro ain't never, ever going to play with me again. He said, he didn't even pick James Harden. He said, man, I want this dude because I can always rely on him to play. And I thought, I was like, you're going to pick James Harden. He went straight up to fucking someone. I was just like, damn. Fucking, could you imagine, Cody, James Harden being the last pick in the All-Star game?
That's crazy.
It's ironic
how that works out.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy. A dude that can drop 40 points in a game and shit, last to be picked. That's crazy to me. I mean, so people, he got traded with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is going over to the Brooklyn Nets. And James Harden is going to the 76ers. I got to say, I'm not really a fan of James Harden as far as he plays and everything like that. But I do recognize that he can give you 40 in a night and shit like that. I think this might be more of a win for the 76ers than it is for Brooklyn.
I would disagree, my friend.
Yeah? You think Ben Simmons is going to come through?
Yeah. Not only that, they got Seth Curry as well. And Seth Curry, he's one of the most efficient three-point shooters in the NBA.
Oh, I know. I know. I was mainly talking about Ben Simmons, though. I know Seth Curry.
Ben Simmons, he's going to work in there. Yeah. Because he's going to clear lane. He's not going to get into KD's way. Katie can stretch the floor.
I hear his therapy's going well too.
Yeah, and then Kyrie when he can play.
I heard this brother had therapy. I was like,
bro, just shoot. That whole mental health thing.
Brother, shoot the ball.
I think it's kind of a slap in the face. But all of a sudden, dude gets traded, and all of a sudden, boom. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's bullshit, basically.
Yeah.
I don't understand the whole problem of that, first of all, because with everybody's blaming like Doc and Joel Embiid, I'm just like, how's that they fault when this brother, the one that came out and said, I don't know if I can shoot the ball and then fucking win the game, it matters and shit. That's his fucking fault then. He wasn't telling them that. So why would they go out there and lie about what he can and can't do and shit? Motherfucker talking about my therapy's going well. Yo, therapy? Brother, you just shooting the ball. You know how many people in this league just shoot that? Look at Russell Westbrook. You think he needs therapy? This motherfucker just throws it, too.
He's his own therapy. In Russell Westbrook's head, he's just chilling.
You want confidence, Cody? Go talk with Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker will pump your head up so much, you'd be like, well, damn, shit, I guess I am the best shooting. I mean, he will shoot any fucking thing you can and not matter, whatever. You got to tell me this. How did James Harden get out of this, though? I just got to know this.
Well... That's a great question, man.
Is he like the Teflon of just leaving?
Yeah, he just he can't pair with anybody.
You know, it's crazy to me because all we kept hearing for the past 2 years now is how this team's going to win all these championships and shit. They ain't done a goddamn thing.
Yeah, it's just on paper. On paper, you think, he can pair with many players, but in actuality, no. Can't.
I mean, that's three of the best players in the top 10 league.
And the same thing can be said about Russell Westbrook. Same exact thing. You play with anybody you need to play with. all the upper echelon players, all of them at this point.
That motherfucker's averaging what he normally averages. He's average. He's at like what, 29%? He usually averages 30%. He sucks.
This is the most inefficient year yet.
He sucks. He's terrible. Like he has the worst fucking hands I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He can't fucking dribble the damn ball to save his life. Shit. He loses that motherfucker at all kinds. Then he had the audacity to go up to LeBron and AD like, man, I'm gonna be there for y'all next time. Man, no, brother, you're the reason why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna play you for the first two quarters. Then another two quarters, you gotta sit your ass on the bench, bro. But you know what? I can't even trust you in the first quarter, because in the first quarter, that seems to be where he gets most of his turnovers at. It could be five mm-hmm. fucking minutes in the game, Cody. He'll have like six turnovers already. That's like, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
Dude averages a turnover like every 2 minutes. So you do for one.
I mean, at this point. I remember we were talking about Kyrie trading for Ben Simmons. At this point, since that ain't gonna happen, and we know that mm-hmm. shit, I'll take Kyrie over fucking Westbrook. Shit, I'll give me anybody. Shit, yeah. I don't care at this point.
Yeah,
give me that motherfucker that's hanging out in the corner over there or something like that. I don't care. I think it's just I don't even care at this point if we got anybody for him. He just got to go. Mm-hmm. He's just got to go. I mean, he can't stay. His presence alone, Cody, is just, maybe we can make a deal with the Clippers. Maybe we just give him
$44 million, man, for this shit.
You think we could just slide him into the basement real quick, Cody? Just be like, hey, man, don't you put this jersey on real quick? You know what I'm saying?
I'll take Paul George for him at this point.
I'll take anybody.
As much as I hate Paul George,
I'll take a rock. I mean, if you found a nice size rock on the ground, dude, you want to put it in a chair somewhere, I'll take that fucking rock, whatever. You know, just be like, here you go, make that trade. You think when he goes to sleep, we could just switch his jersey out with a Clipper jersey and then, like, pick his bed up and lay it in the basement or something? You think we could do some shit like that? Like, and, like, we could
just. Possible. Sign me up. I'll help out.
I think the Clippers owe us anyway for them mm-hmm. renting out our space for so long. So can That's we just true. Give them to him? I mean, he'll still be in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants. He'll still be in L.A.
He'll be in the playoff hunt.
He can be on a team that never won anything, so he can feel like he's a big dog there if he wants. He won't be the number third best player then, Cody. He could be the number one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if LeBron is speaking this into his ear, but someone needs to speak this in there. Dude, the Clippers, man, look at that. I think he'd be a star over there. You should go do it. Just go. Pull a James Harden and just go. James Harden seems to be good to be going to neighboring cities. So, I mean, why don't you just go do that, you know? It's going to be an interesting season, though, Cody, I have to tell you.
Yeah, the finish to the season is going to be very interesting.
Why won't KD talk about his injury either, by the way? Did you notice that in that that All-Star game? I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was kind of, not nonchalant about it, but, like, he just didn't want to talk about it at all or like, give his recovery update or anything like that. Like, was that like a strategy or something? Like, what was the reason behind that?
I don't know.
Like, I was kind of confused by that. I was just like, is it worse than it was reported? I mean, because we were under the impression that he would be back like within, you know, right after the All-Star game. But he was just kind of like, I don't know. And I was like, what do you mean you don't know? KD, a weird motherfucker. Like, that was the reason why those three worked so well together. They were all fucking weird, Cody. Yeah, Kyrie,
James Harden. You're not lying. In their own ways, yeah.
Fucking
they really are. I never realized that till now.
Yeah, fucking weirdos, dude. Like, dude.
They were perfect for each other. Why did they break that trio up? They were the weirdos of the NBA, that's for sure.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was that? They were goddamn weirdos, dude. Like,
Kyrie leading the pack on that, obviously. They were so fucking weird.
Kyrie was leading the pack, dude. He was the one that took the three wise
men. Yeah, he was the alpha in that group, for sure. The alpha dog.
Oh, could you imagine them teamed up with Westbrook, too?
Ah, ooh.
The four-man.
Whoa, they were at one point. Minus Kyrie.
The four-man weirdos.
Yeah.
That could have worked out just fine for them, really. We got Super Bowl tonight, though, people. Not only Super Bowl, we got Valentine's Day coming up. That's the next. We got two holidays on one day. So you got Super Bowl, you got the Rams and the Bengals going at
double future.
You know, at first I was thinking that the Bengals was going to take this, Cody, because I thought Joel Embiid looked. I mean, not Joel Embiid. Fucking still thinking of basketball, whatever. Joe Burrow I saw him in that coat, baby, and with them sunglasses. I was like, ooh, this boy cool. So I was like, Joe cool. Joe cool about to roll up in the fucking sofa. I'd be like, yo, this ain't shit to me, baby, you know? But I do like how the Rams played against my Niners. I mean, I know that really ain't saying much, to be honest, but they, I like the nice little chemistry that they got together, especially with Stafford and what's his name, Cooper Kupp. They just, that's a good fucking duo right there, man. I mean, you could stick three motherfuckers on Cooper Kupp, which we did. This motherfucker will take the ball and run with it. I mean, he's damn near invincible, Cody. And Matthew Stafford can just randomly throw the shit to him. He'll find a way to catch that shit, too. If it's in his way, he'll catch it somehow. So I hear a lot of praise to OBJ. I didn't really see much out of OBJ in that game, but I'm not one of those OBJ haters or OBJ lovers. I just
I'll say I'm the same way. Yeah,
I haven't seen much from him. And that's obviously because that's not his fault. That's more of a, I mean, his position in the fucking team right now, whatever. I mean, ain't like he the star, a star and lead of that fucking team. So, I mean, everybody knows Cooper Kupp is, I mean, that team is loaded, first of all. So, but yeah, I think OBJ is cool. I mean, I ain't fucking hyping him up like everybody else. Like, I heard some people saying, man, he's going to be one of the biggest stars coming out of this game. I'm like, I don't know about that shit. Are we just like over? Come on. Did you see Cooper Kupp? The Koops, Cody. Woo. That boy was shining all levels and shit, you know? But, I had the Bengals. I think I'm going to go with the Rams, man. I think I'm going Rams. They looking nice, man. That squad is just looking well-oiled and machine. Now, I could be a little biased on that, too, because I haven't watched much of the Bengals play this season. I haven't really been paying attention to that much until the ending of the playoffs there or whatever. But I did like how – I mean, Joe Burrow, dude, that dude got sacked 9 times, Cody. Got up and won that game. I mean, shit, you sacked me 1 time. I'm like, this shit's over. All right, you fucking, I don't know what the fuck y'all was thinking. Y'all ain't blocking, you ain't defending me, you ain't doing shit. He got sacked 9 times, Cody, and still won that game. How many quarterbacks you know got that fucking testosterone running through them to go through that? And
that's impressive, man. Yeah, super attacks on the body. He's dudes are fucking huge. He can get it 9 times.
I like Joe Burrow over Matthew Stafford, but I like Rams. I like Rams offense more than I do Bengals.
It's like you're speaking my language right now because I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Across the board. I like Joe Burrow more than Matt, but I'm picking the Rams. And yeah. I may be a little biased because my old man, my pops, he's a diehard Rams fan. So maybe a little biased.
But I would say we all are a little biased. I mean, who's been paying attention to the Bengals really this year, right?
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't say the Bengals are going to be the Super Bowl contender. What the fuck? At the beginning of the season, I would have never said that. They didn't make it? No.
Well, it's kind of like last year, too. Nobody was paying attention to fucking the Buccaneers and shit. And sure enough, right around this time, Toe Cody, when we were talking about it, we was like, oh, shit, Buccaneers in the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We was like, hey, how the fuck did this happen?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can say or whatever. It's like but it's almost like they did it like quietly too. Like, I remember me and you was picking all these other fucking teams, and we just did not even fucking think about Brady and the Buccaneers or whatever and shit. And the next thing you know, around this time when we were talking about it, we was like, oh shit, he in the damn Super Bowl now.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Bengals right now. I mean, I heard some things about Joe Burrow putting it down, whatever, but I haven't heard anything really about the Bengals until that last game I watched when they played KC. And I thought KC anyway. I mean, I wasn't that shocked by it because KC's been kind of playing like the Niners this year or whatever. It's just been, which would have been funny if both teams would have made it to the Super Bowl because they've both been playing so up and down the fucking roller coaster ride. It's like, but yeah, KC to me, they've just been, you know, what's his name? Mahomes. I mean, he's been so fucking inconsistent most of the earlier of the season. It was like, Super Bowl, I don't know. So, I mean, if anything, he should be like how I was about the Niners. You should feel lucky you even made it this fucking far away y'all was playing. Eventually, a better team going to come apart, come and wreck your shit. And Bengals were the better team. So, I definitely think if KC would have won, I think I would have been 100% Rams, to be honest. But, nonetheless, I think I'm going to stick them with Rams. I will not be shocked
same here.
If Bengals win. I will not be shocked, but I got to tell you this right now, Cody. Rams got to win this. There's too much pressure.
I agree with you 100%. All the pressure's on the Rams.
They have to win this. Like, this is
all of it.
This is you can't lose this game. I mean, I said this with the last game against the Niners. You can't lose these two previous games coming up. You're playing in your hometown the first time in the first stadium that we've had for a football team.
Mm-hmm.
$4 billion, Cody. We've invested.
The stars are just way too aligned for this not to happen.
I mean,
I think it'd be a disaster if the Rams lose this game.
Oh, I think honestly it would like hit a mental blockade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think like it would just like,
I'll be the hyperbolic. Yeah, it would be all out disaster.
I think the Rams will become the Ben Simmons of the football NFL. Mm-hmm. Like I think they'll need some therapy after that. Like that's
mm-hmm. I'll be like, get your ass back to St. Louis.
I think that's why Joe Burrow is more cool about it and shit. You know, because Joe Burrow's like, I think he understands that pressure. Mm-hmm. He's like, that pressure ain't on me. Like, I mean,
yeah.
He's like, you know, we're a young team. I mean, young quarterback. It's a blessing we made it here, shit. But you know, you guys did a lot to get here. This is your stadium, your hometown. Mm-hmm. And it's already bad enough that facing the 49ers, they didn't have any fans in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Now all these bandwagon Ram fans finally, you know, yeah, go Rams, whatever. It's like, where the fuck was y'all at the previous games? Man? But you know how L.A. teams are. They find out L.A. in the championship. They're like, oh, yeah. You can tell who the real Rams fan is. Like, I'm sure your dad or whatever. They give you a whole history and shit when they used to be here and all that. And you'd be like, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. All right. But yeah, I think that's why Joe Burrow is so cool, man. I mean, could you imagine, dude? You got a West Coast halftime show, Cody. You got to sleep in your bed. You got to drive to the stadium. You got to chill, relax, eat your food. Have your whole family there, Cody. They in a big ass suite watching you and shit. They didn't even have to fly out neither. You in your stadium. It just got finished last year, Cody. Or was it 2020? Yeah, it was 2020, the stadium. New stadium. All for you, too. Only to go to the Super Bowl and lose. Ooh. Ooh, that's got to hurt. God knows when the next Super Bowl is going to be here, Cody. And God knows if the Rams ever going to make it back. Got to win it.
You have to. You have to.
You said it easier than best. Yeah. Stars way too lined up for this, Cody.
Way too aligned, my friend.
I don't believe in that karma shit and all that spirit bomb shit and anything like that. But I'm going to tell you this right now, Cody. Them stars are too aligned right now.
Yeah.
Shit, if there is a God, he's sending a message out there, Cody, saying you better win this motherfucking game. Could you imagine them Rams fans if they lose this game, Cody?
Oh, Lord.
Whew.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, my God. Your dad, who you over at his house right now, he going to pull out a belt on your ass.
Yeah, yep.
He's like, I know you grown and all, but you know what? I'm about to beat your ass right now. He going to be like, old dude from Baby Boy, whatever. He's like, you got heart, Cody? Cody going to be like, yeah. And he going to be like, all right, good. I ain't going to hit you. I'm just going to beat your ass right now. Cody about to get embarrassed, about to be screaming and hollering. Your dad beating your ass with them belts he used to sharpen his razor blades on and shit. He holding you up by one hand, swinging you and shit, beating your ass and shit. Your brother in the background crying, going like, it's already dead, stop. Your girlfriend, she just watching in horror, just be like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? You know, and stuff. I mean, you it's just gonna be like a beating like you've never seen before in your life and shit. Your dad gonna start shaking and shit. And I think the dude that's playing that music randomly in the background, he gonna throw a chair in the air and shit. And that's when your dad finally snaps. That she sees that chair flying or whatever, and then you can see your mouth wide open. You already know what's going on. You black, you like. And then all of a sudden, that's when that beating comes, Cody. That's when that beating comes, Cody. Hey, let me give you a word of advice, my friend. That fourth quarter comes and Rams are down by like 10, 15 points, whatever. You'd be like, oh, you know what? I think I'm tired. I'm just going to hit the bed a little bit. In another house.
Hell no. Rams, please. You like the brother to see another day. Please take this game. That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
If y'all, if the Rams even down here, you gonna say mm-hmm. something? Dad, like, shut the fuck up. The hell, shit. I wish you was never born. Start saying shit like, man, you know, you ain't too old enough to be not born yet. You know that, right? I'm giving you side looks and shit like that.
My dad just turned into Denzel from Fences and shit.
Oh, shit. What you say to me, boy? I ain't got to love you. Was that a play or a goddamn... I think every black kid, when they saw that movie, they saw that one just like, damn, I had that same conversation. I ain't got to like you. I ain't got to like you. You remember when Denzel said, come here, boy. He's like, come here. And that's when you knew, like, oh, shit, about to give him a speech and shit. Oh, damn, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah, your dad... When the Rams lose and shit, your dad gonna get in your face or whatever and be like, eating my goddamn food and drinking my shit over here. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Hell, you got to ask me. This is the one you got the questions for.
This is my dad later at the Rams.
Who the hell said I got to like you? What law is there say I got to like you? Want to stand up in front of my face and ask a damn fool ass question like that? I'm talking about liking somebody. Come here, boy, when I talk to you.
Oh!
Straighten up, goddammit. I asked you a question. What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day? Nigga, as long as you would. You put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Put a sir at the end of it when you talk to me. He said, nigga, don't you think I need to... Oh, my God.
Eat every day. Yes, sir. Got a roof over your head. Yes, sir. Got clothes on your back. Yes, sir. Why you think that is? Because of you? I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is? Because you like me. Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt putting up with them crackers every day. Because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house.
Cody about to get a life lesson of being a man today if the Rams lose and shit, so.
Your belly with my food. Put you behind on my bed because you're my son. Not because I like you. Because it's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. Now let's get this straight right here now before I go along any further. I ain't got to like you. Mr. Rand don't give me my money, come pay me because he like me. He give it to me because he owe me. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life. Me and your mama worked that out. Between us and liking your black ass wasn't part of the bargain.
Cody Phillips about to get hurt later today. These Rams don't win, man. He Rams, man. Y'all better win.
Oh, my God, please. Make it back home in one piece, please. Please, Rams, win.
You might get told that me and your mama had you and we didn't liking you well. Your black ass wasn't the deal. Oh, boy. Anyway, though, please, Rams, win this game.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, got some new artwork, Cody. For the old podcast here.
What a piece.
Yeah, man. What a piece this was by my main man, Craig, or whatever, which is crazy because he just asked me if he could do like a video of it on his page of like the starting process of it to the end. And I was like, fuck yeah, you can. Why are you asking me? Shit, you drew the shit. I was like, I find that hilarious. I saw so many people reposting it and shit like that. I was like, not one of them asked me that shit. But the man motherfucker that drew the shit asked me if he can. I was like, yeah. Your work, dude. But I think he told me he had like the most fun doing this piece and shit like that, you know. I guess most of the projects he worked on, he's like, they want me to draw like maps of fucking Europe and shit like that. I was like, that sounds boring as fuck. But yeah, he said he had so much fun with this. And I look at it, I stare at it sometimes, go like, God damn, I need this canvas shit on my wall like immediately. It is fucking gorgeous. So I originally, me and Craig were talking about this back in December. Obviously, with COVID lockdown, he wasn't allowed because he lives in Europe, people. So he wasn't able to do some traveling to get a lot of his artwork and stuff like that. So it got delayed because originally I was going to display this on January 1st, but I was like, yeah, whatever, take your time. I'm in no rush. And funny enough, he got it done right when I kicked in February, which was Blue Run month for me. And I love it because it looks even better than my fucking sketch drawing I did. I mean, it looked better than what we even envisioned it to be. and this isn't even like a, it is a finished completion of it, but it's not even everything that was going to be added into it, according to him. But it was just like, that's just so much other stuff to be thrown in there, and every little detail inside him is just like, you know what? This looks good. This looks perfect the way it is. We don't even have to add any more into this. I love this drawing. I even threw in that little, that Godfather rose was like a little, I think the last thing I threw in, I said, oh, I have a rose like falling into the sewer bed and shit like that, and the mean streets of LA and shit. I got a lot of compliments on this one. A lot of people have been saying, man, I want to go to this bar. I was like, shit, it's coming to the hood near you, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because that's probably where the chippies where the rent's going to be. So, I mean, mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
Because when the pandemic kicked in, I wanted to open up a bar, and I looked at all them fucking licensing fees in LA area, and I was just like, I think I turned into Denzel from fucking Fences right there. I said, they was like you, motherfucker, we ain't got to like you to open up no bar. Them fucking things are expensive. I was like, shit. This ain't even talking about building the damn bar. This is just the fucking licenses and shit. It's crazy. Especially when you get into like those deeper parts of LA, that just turns into a whole nother barrel of dollar bills, yo. But yeah, I love this art piece. The bottle spilling into the sewer bed or whatever, where probably Yoon is hiding down there, drinking it all up most likely. Which was funny because we were going to draw like characters into it too as well. But I was like, no, I don't want really like a facial recognition of anyone into it per se. he was like, well, I'm still going to make you as the bartender. I was like, that's fine. But like, let's not make it obvious and shit. Kind of just wanted to be like, you know, mainly just the background effects, if you will, per se. Cody dropped the bottle, by the way. That was him that did that. So that was that's a little side joke in there, people, of Cody dropping that bottle. Because originally he was supposed to be shown dropping the bottle, like his back shot. But because he dropped some food in San Diego and miraculously don't know how it happened.
He just fades through the box.
I'll never forget the look on his face when the fucking, his hand is like sealed tight on his fucking lid and shit, and the food just falls out, and he's looking at this lid and he's looking at this food on the ground, and I'm just staring at him, his mouth is wide open, and he's looking like, how the fuck did that just happen?
Well, that was bad because I had a whole ass meal.
Yeah, because he didn't eat anything in the restaurant, yeah, really, or whatever and shit, because he was just fucking tired and exhausted from drinking all fucking day and shit. So he probably ate like a bite or something like that, if that, and it was like a whole meal that just fell out. And that was, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of sad too. I was like, damn, I wanted to heat that up. That shit was gonna taste good in the morning. I think that was the same. Was that the night when we ordered the pizza and watched Teen Titans Go and realized, damn, this show sucks?
I think so.
That's like, this so. Shit sucks. We just sitting there eating that pizza, laying in beds and shit, just looking, going like, damn, ain't shit on in the morning. Nothing on TV. Yeah. I was like, damn, no wonder I never watched this shit no more. Obviously you got me working the bar. It's got the old star logo from the old podcast on the door bed there. I mean, obviously we call ourselves the godfathers of certain spirits, if you will, craft beer and whiskey, obviously. So obviously you got to have some kind of godfather reference in there. And that's where the rose comes in. Obviously you got to do the neon lights.
Got to.
I mean, we both love retro wave, and we both love synth wave, and we love all that retro shit. So, gotta have that in there. That's like a must. You gotta have the buildings in the background. He did ask if I wanted that bank tower shot in the back. I said, no, please don't do that. No.
every piece of media got that.
I said, please don't do that. I said, every fucking LA shot you see is always that goddamn bank. I said, just.
It's always that stock footage.
Yeah, and they put that in movies now, too.
Yep. It's like, the same goddamn shot. Yeah, all they do is just change filters. That's about it.
That shot used to be beautiful. Now it's just like, I've seen this shot so many fucking times now. He asked me what kind of bottle that I want porn in. And I was just like, ooh, what sticks out the most? And that's when I thought of Blue Run, and not necessarily because of the bottle. Well, first of all, I love the bottle shape of it, though. But also, I was just like, ooh, we could highlight the butterfly on it more so. So I was like, throw that neon blue on the butterfly. And Craig was just like, fucking perfect. Oh, he was like, oh, let me get on this right away and shit. And I said, make that rose bright red, too. Bright fucking red. I want that shit sticking out like, you know, the Godfather's in the neighborhood somewhere, Cody. And if that bottle just spilled, ooh, somebody just got handled. obviously, you see the signs that say podcast, and then because, you know, Last Drop Podcast and shit. I love the detail even on the fucking ground pavement, dude. Like, you can see those every brick by brick layer and shit. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I mean, it was a toss-up between this and my our MS one was James Bond and Marty McFly, because I just love the background on that one. This one, I think the color aspects just take it away, though. I love this one even more. This is beautiful. I'm staring at it right now. It's going, God damn, this is gorgeous. This is super gorgeous. So I love it. Shout out to Blue Run. Blue Run, they've been promoting the fucking podcast last week, per se, when I did the Blue Run episode, and they've been promoting the artwork too. Numbers shot up just a little bit for that week too, and it was cool hearing from people that in the drinking community check out the podcast, whatever. And you'd say, the best thing I got, Cody, I keep telling you, we always get this. Damn, y'all funny. Damn, man. And I'm just like, man, y'all didn't know. Like,
it's obvious.
You know, I hear that comment so much, Cody. It's kind of like that stock photo of LA now. When you see that scenery, it's just like, I'm just tired of it now. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get a different compliment? Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're funny. I know.
Fuck. Yeah, why you think we in the comedy section, bitch? Shit. I mean, Joe Rogan in the comedy section, but I never laugh.
I still don't get that Joe Rogan thing. I really don't.
I don't either. You know, it's not even because I don't even like Joe Rogan. I've listened to the show multiple times, different episodes, whenever I've seen guests on it, I just was like, how is this in a comedy set? Like, just it's this dude getting high and another his guests, and they just a lot of it now is they just talk a lot of conspiracy shit now. I was like, I don't even find any of that funny no more.
Or interesting.
No, when me and Cody did, it was funny because, you know, we're hilarious motherfuckers, but, you know. And plus, we was going for the bat shit of conspiracy. We wasn't just going for those simplistic
ones. Yeah, we were going for that, that nitty gritty, that deep black market, deep space conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah. We going into the...
Who the motherfucker to make Cthulhu? What's his name? That shit.
That motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah.
We was getting into the fucking Xenu and the volcano shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they find Xenu and shit, your 5G vaccine gonna go off.
Yeah, exactly. That shit.
I'm looking at the movie spoiler one right now, the last one we had. I will always be a fan of that. I love that artwork right there. I remember when that one got done. That one has like a fucking, it's got like a LA, Miami Vice City style.
Right. Yeah.
And I just love that one. Wherever this one right here, though, I mean, I love this one. Just, I got to get this.
I like the mood of it because it's kind of like retro. It reminds me of that, you know, that painting with the diner. The
people inside the diner. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of. I wonder if that was the inspiration for it.
Well, when I drew the sketch, it was not.
But looking at that, there's a lot of parallels with that. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah. So when I drew the sketch, because I've been thinking about this idea for months now. It's had to been like since July of last year, probably.
Not to cut you off. You know what it reminds me of? It just came to my mind. You know how back in the day, how they had that retro future look, like the Jetsons and all that shit, like those old cartoons. That kind of reminds me of that, well, too.
Oh, a part of it too is I also wanted to look like the Flynn's Arcade setup as far as the building goes. Because you know how they had the doors and then the signs on the side, stuff like that. So I kind of wanted it that way as well. But I also wanted it to like blend in with the city, like as if like it's part of the city and shit. I wanted the buildings to not overlap over it or anything like that. But I wanted it to like blend in, like it's like part of the.
But also stand out at the same time.
Yeah, you know how like they have those buildings that have like restaurants below it or something on the first floor or whatever and shit like that. That's what I kind of wanted this to be like or whatever. And then the bottle, the building itself, I never really thought of. It was more of like the idea of like the bottle and the Godfather Rose. I've always had that idea in my head. But then I was just like, what should the last drop be though? Like, you know, obviously you see more than a drop pulling out of this bottle here. So I was like, oh, let's just turn it into a bar. And at first I didn't want any people in it. I was like, it's just a bar. It's just opening up. It's just hitting, you know, happy hour time and shit in the city of LA. But then I was just like, you know what? Let's have some background effects in there. And like, you know, Craig was just like, yeah, let's do like more of a scenic view of it and shit. Working with Craig is always just easy as fuck. I mean, people always say, oh, how do you do it when he's overseas? I'm like, dude, I give Craig like a description, what I'm going for, how I'm feeling or whatever. He'll be like, always give me a sketch if you can. It's a little bit easier. I drew him a little sketch and shit. Well, he asked me and I said, I already got you a sketch, bro. I drew him a sketch. And then that's when we just started brainstorming ideas together. And like, he's like throwing me ideas here and I'm throwing them back. Like, oh, it should look like this. I mean, working with him is just fucking a blast always. And every time he'll never show me any like progress or anything like that. He's just like, wait till you see this. I'm just like, fuck, dude, come on, man. You get me hopped up now. Like, because now I can envision it in my head what it looks like. And when this popped up, I had this envision in my head, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like, this just looks beyond my expectations. I love it. It looks gorgeous as fuck. So I just love that it just stands out too. I think over the MS one of the LA City, Vice City one, I think it does look like it sticks out just a little bit more over those. Now that I look at it, I do love that fucking the top part of the LA City vibe one though, Vice City one, because the color pattern on that shit is beautiful.
That shit is out of control, yeah.
Has like that purple and red and then the light pink with the neon color in it too. It just looks fucking gorgeous as shit. I kind of wish on that one now too, though, like not so much for the canvas though, but for like the actual artwork, like the cars and us would have been like almost in the background kind of. Mm-hmm. And you could still see us and shit. Cause that one is still fucking clean as hell. But I got to get this one on the canvas. Cause like Cody said, it just looks too cool. I mean, it just looks dope as hell. I'm glad everybody liked it too. Cody, what was your first initial thoughts when you saw this shit?
I loved it. I love the colors. I like the different parts of inspiration, like from the past podcast, the little star in the door.
Yeah.
Love that. Obviously, I love the detail is great. And blue rum bottles. I think you can pick a better bottle for the artwork, honestly.
Yeah.
It stands out like the color pattern too. It is just perfect. And the nice touch of little rose there by the sewer.
You know a Godfather was nearby. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got the rose, yep.
You see alcohol, Cody, and a rose? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Shit.
Mm-hmm. A Godfather is near, yes.
I should have had like that, like, you know, like those old movies when it fades to black and it just says, like a title pops up. I should have wrote that somewhere. A Godfather is near. somewhere in LA, a Godfather is near. Like a Star Wars crawl and shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know if it's just because of recency bias or not, but yeah. It's my favorite piece yet. My favorite piece yet.
Yeah, I think it's a recency bias for me too, but I don't give a fuck. So, I mean, I'll give credit to the LA Vice City one. I love that one to death or whatever. I think this one just has a little something else going for it though. And I don't necessarily think it's because of the blue run ball or
you
what.
You know, I think it kind of like represents where we are as far as like podcasters. This one seems a bit more lived in, whereas the Vice City one, we still had mileage on us, but not as much as. Now with the last shot, we know what we're doing. There's a little stability there. It's a bit more lived in. It feels a bit more grounded. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say with this one for the last drop compared to the Vice City one, this one feels like all in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whereas the Vice City one, we're damn near almost out. At that point, the Vice City one, actually, it just kind of came more of a comedy show than anything else, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just really just shit talking. Because honestly, you didn't care about anything or whatever after that point. So, and then having that cool ass artwork was just more of us just like fucking around with fuckery and shit. Because if you looked at that piece of work or whatever, you wouldn't think anything movie related, really, to be honest. I mean,
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, unless you really thought like, there's a DeLorean and a fucking Aston Martin there or whatever, but you know. most people still don't fucking get that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. When I show it to them, they're just like, oh, okay, this is a nice car. And it's like, oh, okay. So, yeah, this one, it's just everything. I mean, and at first I was depending on which bottles to go with, and that butterfly just won me over, because I was like, that's the one you could just like put a neon color on the most and like just brighten it up and whatever and shit. I was thinking of like some Michter's bottles and everything. I was just like looking. And then I think I picked like two different bottles, and I just scratched that. I sent Craig a Blue Run bottle. He said, oh my God, that's fucking perfect. And he was just like, this is perfect. And then he was like, how do we make this butterfly just stick out like a motherfucker? And I said, put neon blue on it. He was like, shit. He was like, this is going to look good. I was like, man, put that neon blue on it, match that logo. He was just like, oh, I could tell Craig was having fun with this shit, dude. He was telling me, he was like, oh, man. He said, that neon blue is going to look fire, dude. I was like, yeah. And when he sent me this, I just went. I said, dude, send me the bill. You've earned every fucking tip you about to get, dude, for this. Like, you send me the fucking bill right away. Of course, he took his fucking time sending me the bill and shit. I'm just like, dude, just send it. You need to get paid for this, all right? You need to get paid for this. This piece looks, I love it, man. And Blue Run, shout out to them as always, man. They've been heavily supporting of the past 2 weeks, more so than ever and shit. And people seem to have been loving it as well. Almost everybody that works there now follows me and shit on Instagram. So we've been chatting it up with them.
Right on.
And they all checked out the podcast, too. They all loved it. Thought it was hilarious. And I thought it was good stuff. So, yeah, man, I love this piece. So I was happy that, to switch the, artwork on the Audio Boom page with this one. And, especially during the first week of February with Blue Run, I was very happy to switch that artwork up right there and there. That one we had before was always going to be a temporary one. I just wanted to make sure that this next one was going to be like perfect. And then Craig said to me, good luck topping this one for the next one. I was just like, oh. I said, dude, don't even. He already got me thinking about the next one. don't even fucking.
It'll be a banger.
Yes. Yeah, he said, I can't wait for the next one. He said, it's just about to be exciting. I was like, yeah, he already. Why'd you bring that up? Oh, with that said, though, Cody, it's beer week over here.
It is beer week. Mm-hmm. That is true.
I'm sure you got some kind of, I'm sure your dad stuck some Rams labels on your beer or whatever. And nah.
It's funny you mentioned that, because a year or two ago, I bought him a Rams decanter set.
Oh, shit.
For Christmas. Yeah, I see he set it up there in the front. Looks badass, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Rams fan, obviously, but that's a badass decanter set.
Hey, those Rams colors are a Southside Compton Crips color, so yeah.
Go ahead. All righty.
Might shout out to my old neighborhood. But yeah, I'm sure they're happy if they're still around and still slanging and banging.
Well, sure, it's funny you mentioned that, because I guess continuing on with that theme, this beer is called Bloodberry.
Oh, we got some rivals going on here.
Grey Wolf Brewing out in Norco.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a Berliner.
You know what side Cody's on? Oof.
So normally with the Berliner Weiss style, they're typically low in alcohol. So you're not going to get much alcoholic characteristics off this. You're not going to be drunk off your ass unless you're drinking these. This one's at 3.5%.
I can't even see the can. Or drink.
Actually, cans inside.
Oh, okay. Oh, now I see it. There we go.
Have you seen the other Grey Wolf cans? It's the same exact thing.
Mm.
But yeah, I've been sipping on this for a little while.
Look light.
Very light golden color. Almost like a white wine.
Champagne. Yeah, white wine. I wonder what that tastes like now.
Yeah. Smells, it's funny you mentioned the wine, because it smells very grapey, if you will. Very kind of vinous.
Cunnilingus.
Yeah. Vinous.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, I know all about cunnilingus. Yeah. Cunnilingus, yeah. Why didn't you say so? Sure.
Yeah. It's like a little cherry, maybe. A little red stone fruit kind of thing going on.
As I said last week, you put some cherries and some liquor for me.
I got a fly just landing in the air. God damn it. Ain't that some shit? Thank you. My girlfriend's offering her fresh glass. Thank you, baby. Love you.
That's why you don't drink outside.
Yeah. I learned my lesson. Don't drink
outside. Well, not on a, let me rephrase that. You don't drink sticky stuff like on a hot day.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot to mention this was made with a blackberry puree.
Did a fly really just land in your drink, though?
Yes, it did. I swear to God, shit you not. Fruit fly landed in my fucking Berliner Weiss.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That motherfucker drunk as hell right now. He's like, let me get this, that last drop real quick.
Yeah, that did a man. He ain't moving no more. Yeah. He's just floating.
He said this was worth it. It was worth it. Until you give your rating and that shit low. And he'd be like, I died for this. I died for a 2.1. Oh, wait, we don't do that on this show. Sorry.
It's not so much sour, it's more so tart. Yeah. And it is, I do get a lot of that vinous quality still. So it matches up with the nose pretty much beat for beat. That blackberry puree.
Would you prefer sour over tart or what?
Honestly, it depends on what balances out the sour. Because usually I would, but if there's nothing to balance out the sour, it's just sour, sour, sour in your face, then why am I drinking this beer?
Yeah.
I was eating a Warhead or some shit.
How much you get that for?
This was around $8 or something like that for a 16-ounce can.
16-ounce? That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Unless it tastes like shit.
No, this is good. It's light, refreshing, nice amount of tartness.
Perfect for a nice 86-degree day.
Not too sour. Yeah, perfect for a day like this. Nice little breeze going. This will be a good brunch beer. You know, we were talking about brunch beers.
Yeah. I love brunch on Sundays.
This would be a good, who doesn't? This would be a good
Russ Brook, he don't.
Yeah, huh, well.
He wasn't eating shit at that table. I saw
him. He's a complicated character.
He really is. I didn't see him get crab cakes at all when at that table.
Oh.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, man. For the style, it nails what the style's going for. I like refreshing, tart. L, low on alcohol.
What's up with that finish, though? What's going on there?
It's long, it's lingering, because, you know, the tartness, it lingers a lot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is what lingering, or is it on the palate more than the finish?
No, it lingers.
Okay.
It's like a...
Is that a good thing?
It depends on what you're looking for. I like it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a lemon kind of sour, if some shit just moves.
So zesty.
Yeah, zesty. That's something going on. Yeah, a little zesty. Actually, that's a good way to put it. A little zesty.
Oh, that fruit fly. It brought his family.
I think
hold on, bro. You going to kill our family member like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should drink that one with that fruit fly and see if it made it better.
I probably should down there. Yeah.
I mean, if that UFC fighter can drink shoeies, pouring beer into people's shoes and drinking that, I mean, you should be able to drink one with a fruit fly in it, Cody. Come on.
Yeah, I should.
That's fucking disgusting, by the way, people. But
don't do that, please. Don't
people
do that.
Throw this dude random shoes, Cody, when he wins fights, and he pours beer in it and drinks it out of the shoe.
That's disgusting.
He does a shoe.
Why would you pour beer in dirty shoes? I do not. That's wild.
And then he goes through the audience doing it too, as well. And it's like,
that's disgusting.
Hey, he won his fight last night, and he did a few shoes. He did one with a cowboy boot, and I was just like, oh, dude,
hell no.
You know they walk all kind of shit. So dude, I'm gonna send you a clip of him doing shit.
Yeah. Oh Jesus.
He's from Australia, I believe. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he. Hey, at least he likes his beer. Hey, maybe we can get him on the last drop. I mean.
I mean, he'd keep all that shoe drinking shit to himself.
At the press conference, Cody, he gave everybody on the table a shoe. He's just like, we're going to do shoeies after this. I was just like, oh God. I was like, I feel like throwing up already.
That's disgusting. Why would that? No.
He actually got a shoey with a tube to it where you could pour the beer. He's like, oh, that's fucking gross. That's worse.
That's nasty.
Yeah. So you won't be doing any shoeies on this show?
No, we'll not. Mm-mm.
So if we get this dude on here and he sends us shoes to drink beer out of, are you going to?
I'll just leave that to you, my friend.
No, I'm not the beer godfather. I don't.
That's true. I guess there ain't no show then.
That's all you then, sir.
Yeah, no, I'll be like, so what the fuck is going through your head when you do these things? I'll be like a therapist or some shit.
I don't think anything is going through his head. I think what's going through his head, he just won a fight and then someone handed him a shoe to drink
beer. There's different ways to celebrate victory, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to drink beer out of dirty people's shoes or dirty shoes.
Or he could do it like, you know, he makes good money now because he's in the rank topping. What he could do is he can buy himself his fresh new shoes and then he'll drink his beer out of there.
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't you just do that?
But other people's dirty shoes.
It's more hygienic.
Can you imagine getting that shoe back after pouring beer and then putting your foot back to that?
Oh, God, that's even worse. Okay.
So you won't be doing any shoeies, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, fuck, no.
I bet there's like a UFC probably put up a collage of him doing shoeies.
That's disgusting.
Matter of fact, there is. Yeah. Oh man, he drinking. Oh, he downed this one. That's fucking good.
Oh, fuck this. Oh no.
Someone threw him that shoe too, Cody. Oh, he got his lips on the shoe too.
And
his
shitty beer too. Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess if you're gonna do a shitty beer.
Oh,
all right, yep, I think I've seen enough of that.
Cody, we drink shitty beer before. Are you sure that's safe to do that with shitty beer?
Better than wasting fucking good beer, right?
I mean, I don't know, Cody, because shitty beer is already bad. Imagine putting it in a dirty shoe.
I'm just saying, if you're going to waste beer, make sure it's a shitty beer.
I mean, if you put shitty beer in a dirty shoe, Cody, that shit might make you fucking puke like nobody's business, dude. Like,
not him.
Because he probably likes shitty beer, though. Can you imagine you trying to drink shitty beer?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, no. Cody, I don't know, no. Man. Oh, man. Damn, he's even doing it backstage, too. Nah, dude. Nah,
that's okay. I don't want to see that.
Man, this dude, hey. Even before COVID, come on, bro. Like, it's like, dude, you asking for death now. Like, come on, man. All right. Imagine if someone like hates your guts and something like that, mm-hmm. dude. Especially because you know you're a fighter and shit, and people bet money on this type of shit and stuff like that. You can't be just fucking taking people things from the crowd and drinking from that shit, dude. That's just fucking. I mean, I don't know what they could put in it to like you know incapacitate you from a fight or whatever, but like you gotta. I think Dana White should step in, and be like, dude, stop doing that, please. stop drinking from people's shoe. I mean, if you're gonna do the shoeies. Do it from your own fucking shoe, but please stop doing it from people's in the fucking crowd and shit, because this shit is gross, dude. Like, imagine if someone put shit in a shoe and gave it to him.
Oh, God, don't start there. Why would you even? Good Lord. Oh. Oh. Could have just stuck with the beer.
You know people probably going to do some weird shit like that one day, Cody.
Oh,
they're going to be like, fuck this dude. I'm going to show him real quick. This is what I'm going to do to him. And the look on his face is going to be like when Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off that real bat because he thought it was fake. And he had this look like, oh, that's a fucking real bat.
Oh, God. Fucking nauseous. That's a, oh.
So you said your beer is zesty, huh?
Well, now... Oh.
Hey Cody, so did you get some new Jordans anytime recently or soon or whatever?
Nah.
You wanna do a shoey?
Fuck you, man.
What will it take to get Cody to do a shoey on the show?
Shoeys, no.
Mm-mm. What will it take to get Cody?
Beer belongs in a glass.
Or a can. Or a bottle.
Or a can. Yes. Can, bottle, glass. That's about it.
All right. I'm just or a keg, right?
Yes, or a keg. Yeah, there you go.
What if the shoe was made out of a keg?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. We got to get you fucked up now. It's going to work out now. We got to get Cody to do a shoey. We got to pour some beer to a shoe. And it ain't going to be my shoe. I like my shoes a lot. So got to be somebody else's shoe.
Oh, no.
Got to be shoes. Yeah, Cody, this is your future now.
No.
Shoey. You ain't growing up too much to do some stupid shit now.
Pass me, sir.
Yeah, give me that mid-20s Cody real quick. That one, no fear. Yeah, give me that motherfucker. Yeah.
Ew, let's not do that.
You ready for a shoey, Cody? Come on. Let's get it.
Oh, sir.
Let's get it. You know what? Give me 30,000 listens on this show, and Cody will do a shoey next week on Mix and Match Week. Come on. Let's do it, people. Come on. Come on, let's do it, people. 30,000 listens on this podcast, this episode right here. And Cody will be doing a shoey. Come on, Cody. Don't let the people down.
No, can't do it. Can't do it.
All right, then, sir.
Can't do it. Well, sir.
30,000 views. He's going to do it, people. Come on, let's do it. Let's go. 50,000, he'll do two shoes at the same time.
Dude, no shoes.
And if you get us to 100,000, he'll he'll do his girlfriend's shoes.
No. No, thank you.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna edit the parts out where you're saying that. It's gonna be a robotic version going, yes.
Nah.
Yes. Mm-mm. All right. Hey, so Cody, how's that beer taste now?
I'm trying to get all that other chewy bullshit.
Them Australians are some crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, they, Jesus.
You look like you got a headache now from that beer.
I do. It's not from the beer.
Oh, okay. I don't understand what it could be from then.
Yeah. What could it be? Anyway.
Oh, spells too, dude. Like, is that?
Yeah.
You got a fungi on your foot or something. Oh, man. Put straw in it, Cody. Sip out of it like a mojito. Probably gets absorbed through the fucking
cushion. Oh, God. All right. All right. All right. All right. Anyway, this, I'm going to give this a 3.
Just a 3?
I'm going to give it a 3.
I think with the shoey, you would have given it a 2.5, huh?
I'm going to give it a 3. this is good. If you're looking for a lighter, kind of more refreshing, not so sour type beer, if you're not like super into sours, I think this would be a good option. Me, I prefer like the kind of like the, like a bit more body to my beer, mm-hmm. and a bit more going on. This is not like, I would say it's one note, but it's kind of singular, but those notes that it does have, they do it extremely well, and it does the style down to a T. So, yeah, it's a good beer. Great beer. Give it a 3.
What's the ABV on that beer again?
Only 3.5%.
Oh, that's low as fuck, man.
Low, yeah, very low.
Put that shit in the shoe, that shit would drop down to 1.5% probably.
Or we could not put it in the shoe. We could try doing that.
I want the last droppings out there. Pour that shit in the shoe. Let's see. I want to see the videos. I want to see the shoeies, you know. I want to see
direct all of that towards JB, please. Thank you.
Ah, yeah. Mm. Took my Jordan off, though.
Yeah, you do that, my friend.
Yeah, man. Hey, hell no. Them fours cost a lot. Shit. Fuck that.
Pouring no fucking beer. Oh, that's what you dropped.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Not my Jordans. Line. Shit. Not hell no.
Pouring no beer in my Jordans like that.
Fucking Red Thunders cost a goddamn lot if you can't get them bitches for the fucking price when they drop and shit. So, yeah, that shit pissed me off yesterday, too. I could have got them blue racers. Just randomly woke up at 7 a.m. and I was just like, oh, shit, I can get them then next year. Oh, we're sold out. Bitch, why you still say they for sale then? Yeah, they sold out.
How it goes. It's a headache and a half.
Really fucking is. I think it's just better to stand in the fucking line now and shit.
It probably is.
Because the online shit just, it makes no goddamn sense, to be honest. And it was just crazy because you can only buy one too, and yet I know motherfuckers be buying like 4 pairs. And I was like, they must have great internet connection. They must have some fiber cables or something like that. Because I can't even get back in there once I've tried to purchase the one shoe. Once that's over, you ain't getting nothing. So now I got to go to fucking. Basically, it's like whiskey. I got to pay secondary prices and shit now.
Gosh, yeah. The only way.
Secondary shoe prices and shit. Ain't that a bitch?
Name of the game.
So send us all your videos of your shoeies. Drink some beer. I want to. Matter of fact, when the Rams win, I want to see all the celebrations of shoeies. Just shoeies out there.
Go ahead. Yeah, you do that. You watch those.
I want to see your dad doing that too.
Yeah, he won't.
Yeah, I want to see.
He will not be partaking.
I want to see your brother. I want to see your girl do it. I want to see
none of us will be partaking. Whole
family
the shoey.
Like a family shoey.
Nah.
No
shoeies.
I want to see a wedding when instead of, you know, they pouring down shoeies down the bride's mouth and shit like that or whatever.
I hope you get that one day.
Yeah, not at my wedding, though, because that just sounds trashy as fuck. But, you know, you know, someone can do it, you know.
Oh, my God. That probably will be a thing at somebody's. I guarantee you.
People love him for this, dude.
Guarantee you.
UFC,
some hardcore UFC.
Oh,
like a couple out there.
They love him. I'm telling you, the crowd.
They
probably saying this is a sick son of a bitch or whatever and shit, but they love him. I mean, people buying front rows of his fights now, Cody, just to pass him a shoe.
Wow.
Yeah. You ever thought about passing your shoe to LeBron and feel you can drink out of it?
Nope. Have not.
Mm. Interesting. I guess you don't love him that much now. Anyway.
Nope. Hell no. No, sir.
He might steal it anyway, huh? He might run off with your shoe or something like that. No, I can't have that. Mm. Well, so you get at a three then. Price sounds right. Taste sounds right. Everything sounds about right on there.
Everything is right. Everything is all right. All right.
It's all right. So with that said, people, we're pretty much done here. We're going to come back next week for Mix and Match Week.
Mix and matching.
Mix and matching. Shoe and shoeing, you know? Mm. I'll do a shoe if you do a boot.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Don't worry, people. I'm going to keep working on this. We're going to get the godfather of craft beer to drink some beer out of a shoe. You ain't lived unless you've done it yet, Cody. That's all I'm saying. Look, if there was some weird thing to drink whiskey out of, I would think about doing it for you.
Oh, yeah. You do that.
Yeah, I would think about it.
And I'll just stick to drinking out of glasses.
Well, it'd be a shame if all your glasses go missing one day.
I'll just buy new ones. Hey, Hart.
Be a shame, sir. So I'm just saying, might not have no choice but to drink out of a shoe. How about
I think I have choices of glassware.
How about we do something different then? Fuck the UFC. We do something different. How about we do shirties?
I don't know how that's going to be.
But pour that shit on a shirt. Sure. You just drain that shit out of your mouth or whatever. And you're like, what do you think about that now, Cody? Huh? What do you think? Huh? You want to do a shirties?
I guess it'll be unique. I don't know.
You want to do Hatties? Pour that shit in a hat after some greasy motherfucker actually, wore that shit and you drink that shit and you want to do that? What are you
thinking? No, it would be my own like clean shirt.
No.
And like a fresh hat that I would.
Like, I want someone like just to hand you their hat off the street and shit and you just pour a bitter down that motherfucker and drink that shit.
Nah.
And be like, oh, this dude's crazy as fuck. You don't want to do that?
Nah, I'm good.
All right.
That's okay.
All right, cool.
Let's try it though.
Well, I'll come up with some ideas and write them down for you then, Cody. we're done. We're getting out of here. It's Super Bowl time.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday and Valentine's Monday. So play your Wyclef John and Mary J. Blige 911 and you know, get to rocking that bed, baby. And send your boy the video. I want to watch. unlike Pat Robertson, I don't ask for money, baby. I ask for the video. Because it didn't happen if your godfather didn't watch it. All right, well, I'm done now. Yeah. It ain't done. So, yeah. Get your roses of red, your violets of blue. Cody's going to do a shoey for you. So,
I was impressed, man. You did that just now?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you, sir. So, with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in the past few weeks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for this episode. I want to thank everybody for showing some love for our new Last Drop artwork there for the podcast and stuff. So thank you for everyone and everything that you do for us. And we hope you continue to keep listening because we know you will. Why don't you? I mean, we know you want to laugh.
That's right.
Well, laugh, bitch. So,
I'm laughing.
Yeah, shit. He laughing right now. So why don't you fucking laugh now?
So fucking laugh with us.
What's your problem, God damn it. Break your funny bone already, bitch.
Yeah.
Shit, let us pop your funny bone, Cherry. So, you never laughed before? Well, you both laugh now. So, yeah. And if you ain't laughing, then you unfixable then. Nobody wants your ass. And so, anyway. like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.